play, and then get a screen pass over to Story Emerson, who's going to make one man miss but run into his own guy in True Smith, and he's not going to get any yards there. Oh, that was surprising. No one expected him to really snap the ball there, but that's going to do it for us here at the end of the third quarter. When we come back, we'll be starting the final quarter of play. Giants lead over the Avon Orioles by a score of 40-20, and we're here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium in Avon, Indiana. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium, and we're about to start the fourth quarter of play. The Giants have really impressed, and so far the player of the game, I think, for both sides of the ball has to be Dorian Tate. He has 4 touchdowns today, 3 rushing, 1 receiving, and he's just outstanding right now, showing why he is the leader of the backfield for the Giants offense. Giants lead 40-20. It is 2nd-11 with ball on the 48-yard line after a great catch by Brennan Gillis to get the Giants a first down on a third down attempt.
Yeah, and like I said, I can agree with you pretty much as well. No real score updates yet. Games have pretty much stayed the same. No finals yet either, so a lot of games still going on.
Well, Kastner in shotgun formation, Dorian Tate to his right side. 2 wide receivers to the near, 1 to the far. As we are now traveling left to right, Kastner is traveling to the Orioles side of the end zone. Now Kastner giving the ball off to Dorian Tate on the right side of the sweep. Going to tiptoe down the sideline to about 36-yard line. And we'll gain about an 8-yard gain there to make it about 3rd-and-2, if not 3rd-and-3 here. But we'll be in now in Avon Oriole territory with 11:54 left to go in this.
Yeah, and again, they're going to probably slow down the drives just a little bit, take a little more time off the clock each play.
All right, Kastner takes a snap, gets the Dorian Tate around the left side, and Tate's going to pick up the first down, and then some. We tackle down about the 35-yard line for a gain of 8 there. So first down, Giants with 11:49 left to go in this game. Dorian Tate's just been the dog tonight, been a great guy tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Dorian Tate, there's not a better person out. But I see they're starting to give him a little more rest, and again, they're starting to switch players out.
Yep, Kastner in shotgun formation with Sean Johnson to Kastner's right, and Rashawn Bond, Chris Evans, and True Smith to the far of Gillis to the left. Quick slant pass over to Rashawn Bond across the middle after Kastner takes a snap, and will be tackled down at about the 26-yard line after a reception of about 8 or 9. So it's going to be 3rd-and-2 here. With 11 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Kastner, hurry up offense. And Kastner in shotgun formation. Johnson to his right. 3 wide receivers to the far, 1 to the near. Kastner trying to get the defense to jump off sides. Takes the snap, gives it to Johnson up the middle. Johnson working, moving his feet, trying to get a first down for the Giants. And he just might have gotten enough after running for 4 yards. And first down, Giants here. Ball on the 24-yard line for the Ben Davis Giants. 10:58 left to go in this third quarter.
And we go to the Carmel Louisville Trinity game. It's in the fourth quarter, tied at 7. So 7-7. And a game has gone final in the mix. Center Grove wins 14-13 over Whiteland. They pull one out again.
All right, now Brandon Pierce in shotgun formation. Comcast shotgun formation. Quick pass over to Rashawn Bond. And it's going to be a completion of about 4. So it's going to be 2nd-and-6 here. Ball on the 2nd-and-2 here. Ball on the 14-yard line of 10:37. Left to go in this first. This game, as a whistle was blown, as the quarterback's knee was down after a low snap from Josh Brown, the new center this week for this game, and he's going to be tackled. So basically, it's like taking a knee for Kastner.
And we're going to go to another game, this time Cathedral Warren Central. Guess what? Touchdown Cathedral, 2017 now. Cathedral closing the gap.
All right, 3rd-and-7, ball in the 19-yard line for Kyle Kastner in the offense. Kastner in shotgun formation, Tate to his right. 2 wide receivers to the far, 2 to the near. The 2 to the near is Gillis and Rashawn Bond. The 2 to the far is True Smith and Story Emerson. Kastner takes snap, gives it off to Dorian Tate on the left side. Be taking it to the 15-yard line, but enough for a first down. Giants on that third down.
Another score update. North Central continues to have a tough night. They're now down 38-0 here in the fourth quarter against Hamilton Southeastern.
So it's going to be 1st-and-10, ball on the 11-yard line with 9:55 left to go in this game. Kastner in shotgun formation. Johnson to the right. Three wide receivers to the far, one to the near. Kastner looks to take the snap, and it's going to be a looks like defensive encroachment on the defense. So it's going to be a 5-yard penalty. So it's going to be first and five, ball on the 6-yard line.
We have another score update. Ritter and Lutheran goes final 42-6. Ritter, the three-time consecutive 2A state champions, have fallen yet again, 0-2.
All right, Kastner in shotgun formation. Johnson to the right, Gillis to the near, Emerson Smith and Chris Evans to the far. And Kastner looking to receive a play. Kastner receives a snap. Looking right, looking to lob the ball, looking for True Smith in the end zone, and touchdown, Giants! Beautiful pass and communication there from Kastner and True Smith, and it's going to give the Giants even more of a lead here. 46-20, Giants lead with 9:48 left to go in this beautiful, great game so far.
And the Giants just seem to be unstoppable at completely. I mean, this game started off like really lopsided. Avon kept up into it, and again, then they started blowing it out. This is the highest scoring game since playing Lawrence North last year.
Yeah, as last week, Ben Davis scored 44 points in Houghton Cathedral to 19, as the Giants score 46 here, so already outlasting the score. Now 47 after Chris Flores makes that PAT attempt. So it's going to be Giants 47, Avon 20 with 9:48 left to go in this game. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at classickings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And we're back here at Avon High School at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium. The Ben Davis Giants capping off another scoring drive with 9:48 left to go in this game. Giants lead 47 to Avon 20. As Chris Forrest looks to kick this ball off into the backfield, and it looks like Cole Riley is looking to return it. And Cole Riley gets this pick, the kick return about the 5. He's going to return it past the 10. And nearly loses the ball there, but somehow grabs it. And it's going to be taken down at about the 20-yard line. So the Avon Orioles offense and Brandon Peters will start this drive at the 20-yard line with 9:40 left to go in this game.
Yeah, and again, we're going to start seeing the Giants start to switch players out. This game is starting to slowly get out of reach as it is 47-20. And, I mean, like I said, this has been an unbelievable job done by the Giants.
Yeah, beautiful job here. Now Brandon Peters is in shotgun formation with Derek Tennant to his left side. Three wide receivers to the far, one to the near here. Brandon Peters with Derek Tennant to his left, as I said. Peters looking to take the snap with 9:40 left to go. First and 10, ball in the 22. Peters takes the snap. Looks left, looks right. Shuffle steps up in the pocket. Trying to throw a little wide receiver screen over to Derek Tennant, but way over his head, so it's going to be incomplete pass. Second and 10, ball in the 22-yard line for Brandon Peters in this Avon Orioles offense.
Again, Avon is starting to reach a point of desperation. They are starting to overlook things. They're starting to outdo what they know they can do. And you see that when a game is getting out of reach.
Yes, sir, with 9:36 left to go in this game. Giants lead 47-20 over Avon. Second and 10, ball on the 22-yard line. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation with Love and Tennant to his two sides. One wide receiver to the far, one to the near. Second and 10, Peters looks to take the snap, and he does. Takes snap, looks low snap, looks right away, looking for Andrew Griffin on a comeback route. And beautiful defense by the cornerback, but looks like it's going to be defensive pass interference, which I do not agree with. Vaughn, what do you think about that call?
I don't see how that was pass interference at all, but, you know, I'm not the ref, so we're going to have to go with what the ref says.
It's going to be pass interference on defensive back of Shaz Stinger. So can't really do anything. We're not the refs, as you always say. And sometimes things don't go our way.
No, they do not.
So that's going to move them up to about a first down, automatic first down. First and 10, ball on the 32-yard line here. 37-yard line. Kept changing it. Ball on the 37-yard line here in their own territory. 9:32 left to go in this game. First and 10. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation. 11 10 to his opposite sides. One right receiver to the far, one in the near. Peters takes a snap, looks right, looks for a lob pass for Griffin over the top. And Griffin will push off, and it's gonna be incomplete on the play. So it's gonna be incomplete pass. Second and 10. Ball in 37 with 9:27 left to go.
Yeah, and again, the Giants have to make sure that they don't overdo things here. They want to make sure that they keep Avon contained in every way possible.
Yes, sir. 9:27 left to go in this game. Giants lead 47-20 as Giants have really been owning the Avon Orioles ever since Avon scored early in the game first. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation. Derek Tennant to his left. Three wide receivers to the near, one to the far. Peters looks to take the snap, and he does. Takes snap, looks left, looks back right. Back left, a little sharp pass looking over for Cole Wrightley up at the 50-yard line. And he's going to be tackled about the 50-yard line for a 13-yard gain for a first down for the Avon Orioles. And now they're caught by Braden Luce.
And that was a great job there. Great pass over the middle, getting it for another first down. And again, they're going to have to continue moving like this.
All right, now it's 9:17 left to go in this game. First and 10, ball on the 50-yard line. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation, Tennant to his left. Two wide receivers to the near, one to the far. Peters takes the snap, looks back, looks for Cole Wrightley about the 45-yard line, makes one man miss, goes to the 40, does a spin move, and ends up about the 39-yard line on the far right side of the field. So it looks like 9 minutes left to go in this game, but it's going to be an automatic, it's going to be a first down here for the Avon Orioles. 9:02 left to go.
Yeah. I mean, this game is starting to, like I said, this game is pretty much out of reach at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, not a whole lot much more to say.
Yeah, well, Brandon Peers looking to keep it going. Brandon Peers in shotgun formation, Tennant to his right. One wide receiver to the near, three to the far. 8:48 left to go in this game. First and 10, ball in the Giants territory, 39-yard line. Peters takes a snap, takes a couple steps back, looks right, looks for Luce on the far right side, about 12 yards completion there on the sideline for a first down Avon. So back-to-back first downs for Avon Orioles with 8:40 left to go.
And Peters pulled off a great throw there. Found his person, got out of bounds, and was able to get a first down.
Haven't really heard Braden Luce's name all night until these past couple drives.
Yeah, he's starting to get his name put in here a little bit.
All right, Brandon Peters in shotgun formation of Derek Tennant to his left side. Matt Moore, Andrew Griffin, and Cole Wrightley to the far with Braden Luce to the near. Peters in shotgun formation, takes the snap, looks right, steps up in the pocket, nearly slips and falls, but thrown on the run in the end zone for Braden Luce and overthrown there into the back of the end zone. So incomplete pass there for Brandon Peters. Peters almost lost his footing there, but still almost a nice little throw there to Braden Luce, but it's going to be second 10 ball on the 27-yard line in Giants territory with 8:34 left to go.
And again, the Giants need to pull off a stop here. It's going to pull things out and get back to their offense so that they can hopefully put a little more score and put a little more depth into this game.
All right, second 10 ball on the 27-yard line, 8:34 left to go. Brandon Peters in shock. Derek Tennant to his right side with Cole Wrightley to the far. Andrew Griffin, Matt Moore, and Braden Luce to the near. Peters takes a snap, gives it off a halfback misdirection over to Dennett, and he's going to be taken down right away by the outside linebacker of Christian Hunter. It's going to be a 5-yard loss, and we'll make it 3rd and 15 with the ball on the 32-yard line.
And see, at this point, what Avon needs to do is they need to figure out how they're going to go and attack this defense. They don't have time to be wasting. They don't have time for extra plays. If they are planning on trying to come back, then they're going to have to pull something really big out here.
Yes, sir, with 8 minutes left to go in this game. 3rd and 16, ball on the 33-yard line. Brandon Peters in a shotgun formation with Derek Tennant to the left. Two wide receivers to the far, one in the near. Peters takes a snap, shuffles up, looks left, steps up in the pocket, tries to find Matt Moore over the middle, and in and out of the hands of Matt Moore, but gets lit up by Jalen Harden, who falls quickly to the ground and slowly gets up there. And that was a big hit. Again, we've seen big hits all day from these Giants, these Avon Orioles. They know they're a big opponent in sectional play coming up.
Yes, they do. Of course, sectional play does start next week with Pike. And speaking of Pike, back to the Pike and Fisher games. Fisher is back in the lead, 22-19. The back-and-forth battle continues in the fourth.
All right, well, 7:51 left to go. Fourth down. It looks like they're going to go for it here. 4th and 16, ball on the 33-yard line. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation of Derek Tennant to the right. Three wide receivers to the far, one in the near. Here comes the all-out blitz from the Giants defense. Peters takes a snap. Low snap, picks it up. Throwing off his back foot for a lob. Intercepted there by Trans 10, going 50, 40, makes one man miss. He's going to be tackled about the 36-yard line. And a beautiful job as we have a little fight there by, from Osmar Bual and a defensive line, but a beautiful job there intercepting the ball by Chris Parrish there, the defensive back. And it was just all Brandon Peters' fault there as he took a throw, as he saw the blitz coming, throwing off his back foot. So it's going to be first down, Giants at about the 37-yard line, and I guarantee you, Kyle Kasler's night might just be done.
And in fact, I think it is. He just went right back to the sideline.
Yep.
They're pulling him out. His string night, he's over.
Time to get our rosters.
And here comes the fun part where you don't know who's on the team. So Ajay Cooper will be taking over for the rest of this game as the quarterbacks. So.
All right, well, Ajay Cooper's going to start this first and 10 ball on the 37-yard line. 7:44 left to go. Cooper in the backfield with LaShawn Johnson to his right. Three runners here to the far, one in the near. Cooper takes a snap, gets up to Johnson up the middle, and he's going to break a tackle at about the 30-yard line. Keep going to about the 20, 15, tiptoes down the 10, and it's going to be taken down at about the 4-yard line. So a beautiful 33-yard run for LaShawn Johnson. Great job there, who's only a junior.
Yeah, and you can't ask anything better than that from a junior. This is the point now where you're going to start seeing players try to fight for positions in the depth chart, try to climb up the ropes, and hopefully get maybe a starting opportunity at some point.
First and six, ball on the 6-yard line. Ajay Cooper in shotgun formation. Gets the ball off to Johnson up the middle. Johnson breaks another tackle, runs through one man, ducks one, and he's finally going to be taken down after 1 yard gain about the 5-yard line. So it's going to be second and five with 7:22 left to go.
Yeah, and again, Giants are having their way with Avon, and this was kind of expected. I mean, in a way, this was really expected by a lot of people. And Avon has done their best job tonight. They did what they could.
Yes, sir. And Ajay Cooper in shotgun formation. Johnson to the left. Two wide receivers in the near, two to the far. Cooper with a bad snap. Picks it up, running himself to the left side, making one man miss, another man miss, and tackle near the end zone, but just short, about the 2-yard line. So it's going to be third and two here with 6:50 left to go.
Yeah, and Cooper here, his issue has been his throwing arm. He's really good with his legs, and he shows it here on the last play.
All right, Cooper in the backfield, Johnson to the left, one right here to the near, three to the far. And Cooper switching over Johnson to his right side in shotgun formation. And false start by the left tackle of the Ben Davis Giants offense by Justin Brandon. That's going to move them back 5 yards. So it's going to be third and eight here with 6:26 left to go in the game. Giants do lead, though, 47-20. So great job there by the Giants. We can basically say this game's over, winning by 27 points more than Avon scored all night. So I don't see them scoring 27 points in 6:26 remaining.
Yeah, and it would be a very hard game to come back for Avon to be able to come back. So at this point, Giants need to do their best job, work some things out, figure some things out as well.
Yep, Cooper in shotgun formation is going to take the snap and run it up the middle himself. Helmet's going to be falling off, but he's going to be tackled about the 4-yard line. So it's going to be fourth and four with 6 minutes remaining in this game, and that's going to bring up the field goal unit led by Chris Flores.
And another score update, Batesville does beat Milan 27-13. That game has gone.
Yep, 5:46 remaining in this game, fourth and five, as Chris Flores in the field goal unit is coming out to make about a 22-yard field goal attempt here, a chip shot to give the Giants a 30-point lead. And the snap is held. Chris Flores' kick is up. And the kick is good. Giants now lead by a score of 50-20. Giants keep on adding on to this gruesome victory and offensive showcase here of the night. 5:27 remaining. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Son, you know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
You're too young. You're still growing.
I know.
When you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt.
I know, I know.
Listen, this is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. Learn more at stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back for Avon. Giants just get a chip shot field goal here. Giants lead 50, Avon 20 with 5:27 left to go. And you can say this game is just basically over as Chris Flores is looking to kick this ball off to Avon deep with, it looks like, in the backfield to return this kickoff for the Avon Orioles is Cole Wrightley.
Yeah, and again, like I said, 50-20 is an unbelievable score. This is a Giant team that is definitely going to has proved a point tonight, showing that regardless if you're new on the schedule or not, we're not going to take you lightly.
I basically knew they were a sectional opponent, but you're right, first time regular season. As Forrest kick is up and caught by Wrightley at the 5. Wrightley to the 15, running up the middle to the gut, and he's going to be tackled quickly there by, looks like, Christian Hunter at the 20-yard line. So it's going to be 5:22 left to go in this game. Giants lead 50, Avon 20. And it looks like this game's just basically over. All you can really do for Avon is hope it's not this bad. Or basically you can hope, please don't let us draw you in sectionals. As we see Avon, who does Avon play next week?
Avon does play Hamilton Southeastern next
Another
week.
Another tough opponent.
Yeah, last year they actually lost 28-7 to Hamilton Southeastern. Meanwhile, Ben Davis does play Pike, which is, there's a lot of bad blood that goes running in that rivalry.
And that's going to be a big game. First mid game of the year. All right, Brandon Pierce in shotgun formation wants to give off the ball to Darian Love up the middle, and it's going to be a pickup fumble recovery by the defensive line of the Giants. And it looks like Norman Oglesby is the one with a fumble recovery there after the fumble by Darian Love. And the quarterback on that play, excuse me, was actually the number 14 of Aaron Young, the senior quarterback. But it looks like it's going to be Giants ball, first and 10 on the 15-yard line at 5:14 left to go.
Yeah, and again,
it's just going haywire here for Avon.
It really is. It's going from bad from worse, and Avon's probably going to pull out their starters at this point. And again, Ajay Cooper is going to get another opportunity. And look who's out there, number 25, Manny Harris.
WBDG's own.
Two straight games he's not been able to play in.
All right, Ajay Cooper in shotgun formation. Manny Harris to his left. Two wide receivers near to the far. Gives the ball off to Harris. Fakes it. Cooper's going to keep it 10. Jukes right 5. Carrying the defense about to 3-yard line. And he's going to be stopped there about the 2-yard line. Will we see Manny Harris score here?
I don't know. I think he's 2-for-2 in the games that we've seen him play in. We're scoring. So
he didn't score last week.
Well, then he's 1-for-2.
Yeah, there you go. He scored LN. And that was actually the last time I did play-by-play.
Yeah.
Go Manny.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, shotgun formation for Ajay Cooper. Manny Harris to his left. One wide receiver to the near, 3 to the far. 4:50 left to go in this game. Cooper looks to take the snap, and he does. Gets off to Manny Harris to the middle. Manny's going up, and touchdown, Giants! And it's like Manny Harris for the touchdown there for the Giants. Beautiful job there by Manny Harris for his first touchdown of the year.
That
was terrible. It's confusing.
I don't know.
Oh, Manny Harris got a touchdown. I called it. Give me a high five. Come on.
My hands are full.
Thanks, man. All right, folks. Giants now lead 56-20. A 36-point lead here, and could be more after the backup kicker is now coming in the game for Ben Davis. And it's going to be Lucas Figueredo up for the punt kick, and PAT is good. Giants now lead over the Avon Orioles 57-20 with 4:42 left to go. We'll take a quick 30-second break here in your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
David to the Max Show,
starring David Newman.
Hello, Newman.
And Max Pugh.
Pew, pew, pew.
Bringing you the best classic rock.
Giant 90.9,
Tuesdays at 9:30.
And we're back here at Avon High School at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium as the Giants, our own WBD Zone, Manny Harris, scored 57-20. And now we're going to send it down the sidelines to our own sideline reporter, Trinity Elliott.
Trinity Elliott here from the field, and the Giants are just talking about what a great victory that's forthcoming right now. They have a 37-point lead, and they're just talking about how much trash was talked and how they've proven how dominant the Giants were right now. And they're getting ready and gearing up for Pike next weekend. Our West Side rival, Trinity Elliott, here from the field.
All right, thank you, Trinity. As they're right, there was a lot of trash talking on Twitter last week.
And here's another update. Pike has regained the lead. They now lead 26-22.
How much time left?
Well, it doesn't give you a time. It just tells
you
what
everything.
Quarter. It's about 3:56 left
Twitter.
In the quarter.
All right, now in shotgun formation. He doesn't understand what an iPhone does.
I don't understand iPhones. I have an Android.
All right, 4:42 left to go in this game. Shotgun formation for the quarterback of Aaron Young. And Darian Love in the backfield. Young takes a snap, gives it off to Love. Up the middle, he's going to gain about 4 yards on the play with 4:43 left to go in this game. Giants still lead 57-20. Ball on the 35-yard line, 2nd and 10. Did you find it?
No, but I found a lot of other things.
Well, he talked to me. It's not my fault. All right, we'll look over here. Looking for the game. Type in Pike.
Subsection C.
What's Pike playing?
Fishers.
I'm sorry.
Thought you knew everything.
I don't know. I guess you have to pay attention. All right, well, Young in shotgun formation here. And he's looking to an I formation. Take the snap. Get off the Love. The middle. Love at the 30. 45. 50. 55, 40, 35, tiptoes down the sideline, does a spin move around one of the defensive backs to get taken down at about the 33-yard line. 3:47 left to go in this game. First down, Avon. Giants still lead 57-20 as LaVon has something he'd like to share.
I'm good. I'm still looking to see how much time left in raw game.
3:46 left to go in this game. Giants lead 57-20 after a first down big run there by Darian Love. 3:42 left to go as Young in I formation here. And two wide receivers in the air, none to the far. Young under center. Young looking for a cadence call. 3:32 left to go. This game's just running out of time as Young takes the snap, gives it off to Darian Love up the middle. Darian to the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Taken down before he can score. By the defensive back of Scott Campbell, the junior for Ben Davis Giants. So it's going to be 3:22 left to go. 1st and 5 here. And Avon Orioles are on the brink of scoring once again.
Yeah, and, you know, they'll be happy to say they scored again. Close this gap, make this a little bit more respectful.
Wasn't that like Cy, like full?
Yeah, I mean, it was, and now it's a little bit less full.
All right, 3:11 left to go in this game. Clock keeps running down as the Giants are leading 57-20. 1st and 5, Young in I formation under center with Darian Love in the backfield. Two wide receivers to the far, none to the near. Young calling on a cadence, looking to get the snap, takes a snap, gets the ball to Darian Love in the middle, and he's going to cruise in for an Avon. Oh, actually, no. He's going to be stopped about the inch yard mark, as close as you can get to the end zone. And Darian Love is tackled down as it's going to be 3rd and inches with 2:40 left to go in this game.
Yeah, and again, Avon at this point is just trying to look to make sure this one's a closer game.
All right, 2:30 left to go in this game. Ben Davis leads 57-20. 2nd and inches to go here for the Avon Orioles offense. Young under center in I formation with Darian Love in the backfield. Two wide receivers to the far, none in the near. And Young. I mean, Young looking to receive the snap, gives off to Love up the middle, and touchdown, Avon. That's going to be a score of Giants 57 to Avon 26. With 2:10 left to go in this game, a nice run up the middle by Darian Love, the backup running back for the Avon Orioles.
Again, you got to give it up to Avon. They did their best to stay as close as they possibly can. They struggled in
There's a reason why Ben Davis is number one in the state.
Yeah. There is a reason why they are number one in the state, and that's the fact that they are very tough offensively, and their defense has been unbelievable showing up.
Yes, sir. As the PAT attempt has looked to be made here for Avon by Alex Steffen, and the kick is up and good. Giants lead by a score of 57, Avon 27. 30-point lead here for your Ben Davis Giants with 2:10 left to go. And Dorian Tate's over there having a great time. He's probably the player of the game. No doubt, 4 touchdowns on the day, 3 rushing, one receiving, and I had a 70-yard rushing touchdown. Big day for Dorian Tate. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings, on the web at classickings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And we're back here at Alon High School. Hendricks Regional Health Stadium is where we are. The Giants lead the Avon Orioles 57-27 as Avon kicks the ball off to Rashawn Bond. As Rashawn Bond takes it about the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, 40, 45, 50, and taken down at about the 49-yard line. And beautiful return there by Jordan Wilkerson, number 21, one of the receivers who hasn't seen much play today, and his legs might not are fresher than others, so he's able to get a big 60-yard return there for the Ben Davis special teams. Just more and more momentum going.
Yeah, and again, the Giants are just unstoppable. I mean, Avon's doing everything
they
possibly
can. Don't say that. Don't jinx them.
Well, I mean, this game is out of reach. I mean, you can't really jinx certain things, and this is one of them.
All right, and Gajay Cooper in shotgun formation with, looks like Sean Johnson to his left. Two wide receivers to the far, one to the near. Gajay Cooper gets the ball off to Johnson up the middle. Johnson going for about 5 yards, makes one man miss, about to the 7-yard line, and we see a flag thrown with a minute 50 left to go in this game as there is a penalty on the play.
Warren Central still 20-17, 2:42 left in the fourth.
Who has the ball?
Warren could be just about to get it back. We'll see if the Irish go for it, though.
Big game there. I bet that'd be a nice game to watch right now.
Probably. It's one of the closest Mick games.
Yes, sir. Minute 51 left to go in this game. Giants do lead 57-27 here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium. Ball on the 44-yard line with Ajay Cooper leading the bunch now, just waiting for this time to run out, and we can officially say the Giants win. Ajay Cooper in shotgun formation and gives the ball off to Japri Minor, who's trying to run around the right side. He's going to be taken down the backfield by about the 38-yard line, so a loss of 6 on the play with a minute 36 left to go. Second and 18.
And Ashley, I've got another update actually for you. Somebody else has tweeted, and Warren Central final 2017. Warren Central wins. So Cathedral unable to get the comeback.
All right, well, Ajay Cooper leading this punch. A minute 17 left to go in this game. Second and 26. Ball on the 40-yard line of Giants territory. Giants do lead 57-27. A minute 10 left to go. Ajay Cooper getting a play from the sideline. Cooper in shotgun formation with Japri Minor to his left. Two wide receivers to the far, two to the near. Cooper looks to take the snap on second and 26. And he takes the snap. Gives the ball to Japri Minor up the middle. 40. To the 45-yard line. Bangs his way through to about the 47-yard line for a gain of 7 yards there. It'll be a carrier by Jalen Robinson, the sophomore running back. So 43 seconds ticking down. It's a clock, and I think it's safe to say the Giants can start the season off 2-0 going into Mick play next week against Pike at 7 p.m. Pregame will be at 6, and it's at Pike next week. So Ajay Cooper in shotgun formation now with running back of Jeremiah Whithouse, another sophomore in the game with Ajay Cooper to his left. And 3 yards to the far, one to the near. Cooper takes this ball, gives it off to Whittenhouse, and he's going to run the ball off the gut to about the 50-yard line for a 3-yard gain. That's going to about do it here. Clock is running down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, etc. 3, 2, 1. That is going to be the final score. Ben Davis Giants 57, Avon Orioles 27 here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium. And the Giants, great job there. Dorian Tate, player of the game, no doubt. 4 touchdowns on the day, 3 rushing and 1 receiving. We'll take a quick 2-minute break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day. If we do nothing,
3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mike Conley of the Memphis Grizzlies. My Lawrence North Wildcat teammates and I won 3 state championships, etching our names in the Indiana high school basketball record books. My parents provided me with a great deal of support, but along the way, teachers, coaches, and other adults played a role in shaping me into who I am today. Now I'm living my dream, playing in the NBA. I'm also the Memphis Grizzlies spokesman for mentoring. Back home in Indiana, thousands of Hoosier kids need mentors. That's why I'm teaming up with the Indiana Mentoring Partnership to ask you to become a mentor. You might not help a child reach the NBA, but you might help your mentee graduate from high school and go to college. And you don't need to be an expert. Mentoring programs will provide you with training. Being a mentor can take as little as an hour a week. Give a child in Indiana a better hour. The Indiana Mentoring Partnership can show you how at abetterhour.org. That's abetterhour.org.
Hendricks Regional Health Stadium here in Avon, Indiana. The Giants defeat the Avon Orioles by a score of 57
from the field,
to 27.
After a complete and total domination from the Giants against the Orioles tonight, the Giants came out strong from their offensive side, and they started to pick it up later in the game with their defense. They are getting ready and prepared next week for rival Pike. Great game tonight from all of our Giants. Trinity Elliott from the field.
And great job by Trinity Elliott. I'd like to thank her on the sideline. And LaVon Durden here, and we're going to have someone join us back in the studio, Corey Ravine. Corey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. Did you enjoy the game?
Yeah, it was an absolute blowout. Awesome to listen to back here.
Hello, Vaughn.
Yeah, and Corey, I just want to say, what was your intake on this game?
That Dorian Tate is a monster in the backfield. Just absolute domination by him, and our offense was clicking on all cylinders. It just seemed that we were doing everything right this game.
I believe you have some score updates for us.
Yeah, actually, BD wasn't even the... We were tied for the highest score of the night with Monroe Central as they beat Anderson Prep Academy 57-0. Beach Grove destroyed Park Tudor 50-28. And then we have Carmel is currently beating Louisville Trinity 10-7. And I'm going to look for, Warren Central beat Cathedral 20-17 as they're mounting that comeback. Center Grove beat Whiteland 14-13. I'm looking for the Mick games. And Decatur Central and Perry Meridian are tied 7-7 at half.
All right, Corey, thank you. Back in the studio. This has been a great game, 57-27. I think it's safe to say Dorian Tate is the MVP of this game with 4 touchdowns, 3 rushing, 1 receiving, a 70-yard rushing touchdown by Dorian Tate at one point in the game. So great job, Giants. Remember, next week we have the West Side rival at Pike here, 7 p.m. next Friday. Pre-game will be at 6. Don't forget to tune in here. Thanks to the producer, Corey Ravink, in the studio, our sideline reporter, John Easter, sideline reporter, Trinity Elliott, and we'll see you next week. This has been a Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.